morning. Today we have a fascinating question when it comes to the reading of the Megillah. Can somebody be yotzei via a technological device? In other words, hearing it via a microphone or hearing it over the telephone. Somebody who can't get to shul and is not well. Somebody who's out of town and that doesn't have a Megillah with him and he's stuck somewhere and he needs to fulfill the mitzvah. Or even seeing a live feed, somebody filming somebody live reading the Megillah in shul, can you be yotzei that way? So we're going to start off with the Shulchan Aruch that says as follows, Echad HaKoreh, somebody who reads himself from the klaf, or somebody who hears from somebody else who's reading the Megillah, you are yotzei as long as you hear it from mipi, from the mouth of somebody who is chayev to read. So if the person is chayev to read, you can be yotzei as long as you hear it from him. So based on that concept, the Piskei Tshuvos brings that the majority of poskim, majority of achronim have paskin, that a call, a voice, a laning that is heard via a ramkol. A ramkol is a microphone or a telephone or something similar, is not hearing the voice of a person. In other words, the language of the Shulchan Aruch is you have to hear it mipi, from the mouth of somebody who's chayev to read it, and that would not be hearing it from a person, but rather that's hearing it out of the technology, out of the device that is publicizing that voice. In other words, what happens is when somebody speaks into a microphone, the microphone turns the voice of the individual into electrical pulses, and that is recreated on the other side as it comes out, be it through the loudspeaker, through the computer that has the loudspeakers, whatever it may be. It's recreating the voice of somebody, but that is no longer the person's voice. So it is not hearing it from the mouth of somebody. It's equivalent to hearing it on an MP3 player, in the old days a record player or a tape, whatever it may be. The fact that it's been recorded, it doesn't matter because it's all coming out of technology anyway. You're not hearing somebody's voice. Now, it could very well be, and indeed some poskim paskin this way, that the same accordingly would be that somebody who has a hearing aid, because the voice that is coming is not going through a natural process of going into the ear and the hearing drum, but is going through the hearing aid, and that has the same effect of recreating the voice through electrical pulses, that too the person cannot be yotzei the mitzvah of hearing the Megillah that way, and would be required to read the Megillah by his or herself. Now, on the other hand, there are poskim, amongst them the Minchas Elazar, who are of the view that it's acceptable to hear through a technological device. And the rationale is because our natural voices, when we speak, the person doesn't hear our voice per se. They hear it after that voice goes through airwaves, and it goes through and it's recreated through an eardrum. And in addition, there's a delay, even though we can't perceive it. There's also a delay like going through technology. So it's the same thing. Even naturally, there's not a voice that you hear directly. It's indirect and it's recreated. So some poskim indeed are lenient on this. You can hear it through the ramkol, the speakerphone, the telephone, and the live feed. That would be acceptable. Now, lemaisa, the poskim don't want to be matir this lechatchila, even those who are lenient on it. Some are not lenient even b'dieved, but there are some that are lenient. They would say b'shas atchak, in a time of real need, exigent circumstances, you could be lenient. However, the minhag is not to rely on this, and the minhag is to not be yotze via a speakerphone, telephone, live feed, whatever it may be. And if anyone is in real difficult circumstances and has no other choice, then indeed a question, a shaila, should be asked of a posek.